Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross.
Tom Jones.
Till the end of time.
Not enough Tom Jones in your life, you know that. So we thought we'd give it to you this morning. There you go. Hey, Joe Piscopo, the radio. Good morning, 6:06 on AM 970. The answer. It is Wednesday. It is April 17th, and there's so much going on. We will get into it. And I apologize. I'm a little slow off. I got it. We're making a whole move to get me some social media somebody for myself, because this is crazy. I'm a little late. I'm looking for a nice graphic to post, as we say, AM 970. The answer. Carol Fasaro does a great job for the station, and then I always want to pick a good morning kind of graphic. And I can't seem to find it, so I apologize. I'm just a little late on this. It's been so crazy busy, but all good, all good. And you know, and we'll get to you this stuff in a second. Yeah, I'm going to be just a little late. Where is that? I had some really, sometimes really cool graphics. And then, oh, and this is the weirdest thing, I got to tell you. Because I'm doing this big event tomorrow for the National Italian American Foundation. Now, and believe me, it's just, I do it because we have to stick together as a community, because the Italians virtually get no respect, right? So it's going to be Italians from Italy, really high-end dignitaries. This is a really high-end event. And then they have Canadian, the Italian, Canadian Italians. And then, of course, everybody from America. So it's going to be really big. So, I'm going to be there. So when I get it, they send the script, and it's a book. It's like Gone with the Wind. It's going to be a long night. So when I look at it, and I have to familiarize myself with it, because I'm like the MC, right? And if you've done something at school, you've done something for your office, it's very similar. It's just you know, the stakes are a tad higher here because of the distinguished dignitaries. This is a very high-end event. I'm very honored that they asked, frankly. And I so applaud the Columbus Citizens Foundation and this is for the National Italian American Foundation. How proud my mom would be. So I look at the script and I go, okay. Then I mark the script myself. So when I'm looking at it, now they don't have a prompter. They should have a teleprompter, but they don't. So I go, okay, let me just mark this and you're going to mark the script, and I put it on the computer. So do you help me out if you get run into this problem that nothing's compatible? And number one, and number two, nothing works in the United States of America. And I tell you why. I know why, because it's all made in communist China, and I'm done with it. Done with it. And the guy that wanted to bring manufacturing back to America is in jail, Peter Navarro. Yeah, that's the way America goes these days. For some reason. Remember Navarro said, you got to manufacture, we got to build it here. Remember the last administration, you got to make it here. Right now, you know what, I got nothing. I'm putting my hand under my chin like the Italian. Nothing. I got nothing. So now I do it on the iMac, and I notations all over. Make it the way, and I'm good at this stuff, and I enjoy technology. You know, I'll give it to my kids. No, I do it, and I can do it sometimes better than, the younger folks can. So then I press print. So listen to me. Is this difficult in the United States of America in 2024? And do you have this problem? And I think you probably do. It goes to the Hewlett-Packard printer, which has given me nothing but trouble. Hewlett-Packard, nothing but trouble, because I know it's made in China. It's just, they just jam it out. They send it out. We suck up to China. And if I'm wrong, tell me it's made. But I would venture to say it's not made in America. And if it is, I'm wrong. And please tell me I'm wrong. So now when I press print, I expect the whole, it's a 22-page script. and it's going to come out with all my notations on it, and it's going to, with the bold and not bold and the phonetic spelling of all a million Italian names I got, and I sent it to my printer, and the printer prints one page. It's my life story. One page comes out. Have you got that? And I know people go through this. So now I'm going, let me try it. Four times I try it. Print. And then I try to trick it. I go, okay, let me do page. I go page one to page 22. See, then the computer won't know. And then I go, okay, I'm tricking it. Boom, print. One page kept coming out. I honestly believe, and this is really, I believe with all my heart, that there is, you could call it a gremlin, but I'm a religious guy. So I think it could be Satan. It could be a guardian angel having fun. It could be something, but there's somebody, if your life is going okay, and it's just going okay, and you go, well, you know, I'm blessed in many ways, and I'm going to go on. These little things that are really incidental, but they could drive you crazy if you let them get to
we
you.
We have run out of red ink in hell, Joe. Sorry.
Whatever it is, there's somebody watching over that's going to make your life tough. I'm telling you.
Hang on, I need to sacrifice a few more people, then you'll have your red ink.
Don't, one page. It's just one page. Make one page. Just give him one page. Drive him crazy, you know? I could be yelling at the Hewlett-Packard. Jesus wouldn't let that happen.
So now
I start thinking, the Biden administration is suing Apple. Because why? Because Apple's not compatible with other forms, the other phones, you know. So, and did you ever get a picture? Somebody takes it from my ex does this all the time. I sent you the video. Oh, it's great. The video is great. Send the video. It looks like it was shot by Thomas Edison. I mean, you know, when it comes over, you know.
Thomas Edison was a little more high def.
Yeah. It was like, you know, look, it was made in Fort Lee, New Jersey in the early 1900s. So now I'm trying to, because that's capital, Apple firewalling everything. They firewall everything, and you know they do. And this has happened to me before with Apple. So I'll go in and I'll have all my songs, all Apple Music, all locked in, paid for them all. I got them, and if there is a track last minute, because invariably somebody's going to say, hey Joe, could you sing something? And I'll invariably go, okay. So now you're at some place, and then you have to get a toggle switch so it goes with the sound guy, can you email it to me? You can't. Apple firewalls everything. I mean everything. I've been on stage, and I go, okay, punch it up to the sound guy. You're gonna point to the sound guy, punch it up. Apple will when in the midst of me sending what I thought was my version of the song to the sound guy, it gets hijacked by Apple because they probably get paid by another version and a wrong version will pop up. So maybe the Biden administration, you know me, this is the worst administration in history. They may have something going after Apple because with my iMac not being compatible to what? Hewlett Packard? Is that what it was? What is the problem? It shouldn't happen in the 21st century, in 2024. But that's like my whole night last night. And you know, in the old days, I would just get upset. And you don't give that gremlin, whoever it is in your life, don't give him the luxury of you being upset. You have to just bypass it. And it's going to be a long night tomorrow night because I'm not going to know what I'm saying, but I'll just have now. And then I'm always afraid. I have to say to the people that are putting the script together, could you, I'm going to have to ask them because I'm spending the whole day with my daughter. She got a doctor appointment. I'm going to be a good daddy, try to be a good daddy and take my daughter to the doctor all day. So I got to take care of that. So I don't have time to get back to that script. So if you're going to be there tomorrow night, put your seatbelt on because honestly, anything can happen. Hey, we got a great show for 6:15. And call me if you tell me if you have the same problem because I like technology. I like the new phones. I like, and Al always busts my chops. He's absolutely right. So pretty much a waste of money. But I remember my grandmother's phone, man. She had that heavy black phone that was like, it was a rotary phone. I mean, when my grandparents came over, they had the phone where you put the one thing like a Jeb Clampett, the thing up to your ear and you're yelling into the, you know, like Antonio Meucci style. So now what they have now everything is so state of the art. I dig it, but it just doesn't work. The technology doesn't work. And you know what's scary when we run into that and things just stop like that? The same technology is in our defense system for the United States of America. That's what scares me. And China knows everything. So one little, that's why I always talk about an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse. That's all they got to do. Send one little thing. You think I got problems trying to print out a script? What about a guy flying an F-18 or something? And then God forbid, I'm telling you. And this is where I don't trust the administration looking out, because our defense systems, they could be hacked, and they probably are as we speak. Greg Jarrett's going to join us. We're going to talk about the Trump trial. We're going to talk about 6:15 in the morning. The Mayorkas impeachment. We had Congressman Steve Scalise on yesterday. He is a friend. He is one of the classiest, decent gentlemen I know. He is the majority leader. Thank God he's in Congress. I didn't want to ask him about the Mayorkas situation. I didn't want to ask him about Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. And I'll tell you why, because I love you. I think the Republicans really got to suck it up and take the lead from Leader Scalise and just be classy. They're going to impeach Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Chief. And now you're going to talk to Tom Holman. You're going to talk to my buddies. You're going to talk to Chad Wolf. They're going to be... Once Mayorkas is impeached, he'll never go through the Senate. Chuck Schumer will not allow it to happen. But they made a whole big thing, and I could have talked about it, but Joe Sebelius and I decided not to, because I didn't want to put him on the spot, because if you can impeach anybody, impeach Joe Biden. No? No? Because once Mayorkas is gone, they're going to pick somebody else who's going to be as bad. You know they are. So I don't even understand that. And also, in regards to the Speaker of the House, I know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I know, they're going to try to kick her. Stop. Don't. How about that? I'll be like Joe Biden, don't. Just don't. Don't. Stop with the, you don't like to speak. And you're not wrong on a lot of things. And I understand the Republicans that where they get upset and they go, no, but you can't, not now. It's too close to the election. You can't. You got to suck it up. Put an image of being together. Don't start with don't. Oh, Lord. So I didn't want to embarrass Steve Scalise, because he's a decent guy doing a great job. And sometimes when the rogue people, and not that those people are wrong, by the way, when they go up against, the Speaker Johnson and sending money to Ukraine without it being itemized and that sort of thing. I understand that. Or Pfizer. They didn't want to pass Pfizer without the caveats. And I understand that, because that's what was used to spy on President Trump. I understand all of that. But not now. You've got to, that's what I always say about President Trump, and he's doing it. President Trump's doing it. Under the radar, humility will rule the day. Humility will rule the day. Go in, don't, it's not between the eyes anymore. You can't. It's too vital of an election. And then you gotta see what they're doing, to us. Let me just switch to this, case that Greg Jarrett's gonna talk about. With Donald Trump, he's down there, downtown. It's Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg will not lock up criminals. New York is a mess. I'm telling you, it's this guy.
Alvin!
He just is out of, and then the judges that they have down there, who are these people in these dirty, grimy courtrooms? They don't even clean the courtrooms up. They're like the ilk of society, these people are, when they go after Donald Trump. It really is. It's like amoeba level. It really is. Who does that? So Bragg goes, if they're going to put a gag order on him and charge him like $1,000 per each time he says something, and then with the ability, Alvin Bragg has the ability, stay with me on this, to what? To lock Donald Trump up, to put him in jail. And this Judge Mershon, another, in my opinion, another disgrace to the judicial system in New York and in the United States of America, an amateur. These people are amateurs, because if they really could work, they'd be in the private sector making a lot of money. They stay in the government because they're protected. And they're protected in this little cabal that is New York, that is turned into this Marxist stronghold, this Stalinesque Goebbels stronghold in the judicial system of New York. And they could lock Trump up. They could lock him up because of a gag order. And Bragg threatens that. He threatens that when he lets criminals run rampant in the streets of New York and young white girls getting punched in the face. Who is this creature? And then you got this Joy Reid lady, the lady that wears the Donald Trump wig on TV. This is the best. All she does is stoke racism. She's like a female Al Sharpton, you know, but Al's hair looks better. I mean, it's like, what is she doing? And then she goes, oh, it's good. This is great. This DEI really worked out. And she was applauding Bragg and Tish James, Fannie Willis, and all these black Americans going after Trump. What kind of comment is that? I don't even know what she's on. She's on one of the networks, MSNBC, I guess. I don't know what it is. Whatever she, how dare this woman talk about that? I'm not going to play the actuality because you listen because you want to hear the truth. And I'm not going to play somebody who lies to you or is a race baiter and wants to divide us and has nothing of intellect to say and wear a Donald Trump wig while you bash white people. It's so bizarre. And this lady's saying it's good that black people are going after Trump. Trump has done more for ethnic groups. How do I know? Because I was down there. I went down and I campaigned for him in Florida when he's with Cuban Americans, Puerto Rican Americans, black Americans. But they appreciate it. And where does Donald Trump go to this gal on MSNBC who says it's good that black people are going after Donald Trump? She actually said that. I'm not going to bother you or insult you and go down to her level, but I can tell you that. And what does Donald Trump do after he goes through the fiasco of this Judge Mershon and this Alvin Bragg? These amateurs. I know my dad was a lawyer. I know what it's like. We have lawyers on this show that have worth and content and power and control and knowledge. These people in government are lost souls who hate themselves and hate this country, hate Israel, and hate white people, apparently. Oh, my gosh. What does Trump do? Where does he go? Harlem. And what does he do? He gets the biggest, he gets a reception that Al Sharpton could only dream of. And a reception that Joy Reid could only dream of. Four more years. We'll grab that audio for you. I'll play that audio. It was genius of Trump to do it. And this is not a pro-Trump speech. I know. No, it's not. It's going after people at random in this country. It is so bizarre. So Greg Jarrett will break that all down for us. We'll talk about it. Dan the Man Hoffman's on. Looking forward to always talking with Dan Hoffman. Stephen Moore on the economy. Jen Kearns, Mark Morgan. We're going to talk to Mark Morgan about Mayorkas. Brooke Goldstein knows so much about Israel, is a great Jewish American. We'll talk to Brooke and Michael Goodwin as well, the great Michael Goodwin and Debbie Duhaime. There we go. There's my little rant there right now. How you doing, Deb? Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm finally done with the jury duty, so I'm
you know, back. Welcome back. We thought, I know you couldn't be with the Trump thing because you're not New York resident, no. But that would have been great. That would have been great. They need you. They need you there. How'd you do? Did you have to go to the case? To go to a case? Did you go?
No, I didn't. You know, what it is, it's like phases. You know, first you talk to the judge, and yesterday was the lawyer phase, you know, and out of a big pool of people, they pick 14, and there's all kinds of questioning. I never even got called up to be part of the 14, but you have to be there in case they...
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's busy. It's amazing. Just picking a jury, how, you know, detailed.
Hopefully, we still have to pay, right? I mean, you still have to be paid for your work.
Or do you? $5. Yeah. I get paid $5 for jury duty. I swear I'll get $5.
This is like ridiculous. what a country. What's happening to America? It's great. You're all day long. And when they all talk to you, they go, hey, Debbie, you're the traffic gal, aren't you? I mean, you know. And then, oh, my gosh. You said yes. Debbie.
Yeah, luckily, I didn't even have to get called up for the questioning part, you know, so I was like, okay, I'm done. Yay.
Are you off now? So you're off now? You don't have to worry about it? Great.
I'm done,
great.
For three more years before I get called.
Yeah, I know it's happening.
Are you excited about tomorrow night? You've got that big event.
Oh,
right?
It's a huge event. Yeah, except I got to get the script right. The script, and I can't get my computers working. We all go through it. I just wish someone would fix it, you know. but I'll get it. So I'm going to be dancing tomorrow night. But anyway, we'll have some fun. Debbie's out there looking out for you. 6:23. Welcome back, Deb. Great to have you. I'm glad you didn't have to serve. Because it's always best you help the folks on the roads. Traffic-wise, it's Debbie Duhaime, the one and the only. How are we doing, Deb?
Joe, we've got some issues right now as you take a ride over to the Van Wyck. It's really busy northbound by Jamaica Ave, a disabled vehicle in the way. Also seeing delays on the Belt Parkway west at Lefferts Boulevard with an accident taking a lane there. Stop-and-go traffic on 95 southbound down through Fairfield in Connecticut. Northbound 95 is busy up by Country Club Road in the Bronx, but it looks like some construction just cleared out of the way. Inbound GWB about 20 minutes into the upper 10 to the lower. Lincoln 20 over at the Holland, that's about 20 25. Over on 287 southbound, the ramp at exit 36 in Morristown, accident investigation. And the Garden State Parkway northbound, the ramp at 127. It's an accident over in Woodbridge, so watch for some slowdowns there. Clouds this morning, showers later this afternoon. High today of 60. Tomorrow, more showers, high of 52. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
So one, the only, Debbie Duhaim. Thank you, Debbie. So I'm telling you, if I didn't take Relief Factor, I'm running around. I think I would be in real pain, you know. And I guess there'll be a day, you know, where you got to really, where the pain could be severe. And but right now, when I speak to you, if you're feeling the pain, you got to try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95, and you get that feel better or your money back guarantee. So if I'm not taking Relief Factor, I ain't moving around. I'm telling you right now. And it's because it's 100% drug free, because you can't take the pills. I can't say things medically on when I talk about Relief Factor, because I'm not supposed to do it, you know. But I know you can't take pills. And let me put it this way, because pills, like I always tell you, just mask the pain for a short time. But what Relief Factor does, it gets right to the heart of the matter, stops the inflammation that causes the pain. That's the genius of Relief Factor. So I'll tell you what, you come with me. Let's get around and let's embrace life like you deserve to embrace life. The Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit is still only $19.95 with a guarantee. If it doesn't work, fair enough, it doesn't work. But I think it will, because there are hundreds of thousands of people taking Relief Factor and are out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. It's right there, Avenue R. Nostrand. Everything made from scratch. And talking about Italian-Americans, when you go into Michael's of Brooklyn, you will experience the best of the Italian-American community. You really will. So it started so many years ago, you know. And the gentleman, the father that started Michael's of Brooklyn was a little pizza place. So my friends tell me, you know, Avenue R. Nostrand, right there, right in the same location. And now it has grown to be the most in-demand Italian-American restaurant, not only in Brooklyn or New York in the country. People go to New York to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, and people tell me that. And I know you know Michael's of Brooklyn from the supermarket. As you listen around the country, they have the supermarkets with Michael's of Brooklyn right there. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. We have listeners that order the sauce right directly from Michael's of Brooklyn. You could do that as well. But in the meantime, if you get a chance to go, you want to experience a great cuisine, a great experience, the warmth of Italian-American hospitality and love and care. You will get it right there at Michael's of Brooklyn. All made from scratch, by the way. Everything is made from scratch, from the broccoli rabe, like I told you, the bronzino, the arrabbiata sauce. You will love it. The eggplant parmesan. Oh, I'm going to get you hungry now in the morning. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn. You know what? Serving that community since 1964.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
So that's Harlem, New York. Not that Alvin Bragg would know, or Joy Reid, or Al Sharpton would know anything about that, about African-American community really supporting Donald Trump. So after he's in court, he's got to put up with this jury selection fiasco, this absolute nightmare of a case that is everybody knows is an embarrassment. And it ain't, listen, what I'm telling you, it's not, you know why I say it's not Trump? Because it's you and me next. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. This is it's unfolding before our eyes. This type of government that just, if you don't agree with them, they will take over and they will put you in jail. They will lock you up. I'm telling you, it's like, it's a scary, scary time. And this is a political opponent, and they're doing what they would do in pre-war Russia, in Germany, in China. This is North Korea. This is where we are. This is where we are. Let Trump run. And by the way, if they left Trump alone, if they let him alone from day one, would he be the nominee on the Republican side for president of the United States? Would he be? They gave him nothing but press. And all they're doing now is building him up and making him stronger by bringing him to court. I can't figure these people out. And I don't know who goes to law school. And you go to law school and you come out of the community, and is it affirmative action? That is, I don't know what it is. I don't have the answer. Whoever goes in, then we're going to go after Trump. And don't forget that gal, Fannie Willis. How bizarre is that case in Georgia, in Fulton County? How bizarre is that? You have this gal that's in Georgia. She's the DA for Fulton County. It's a crime mess to the point where I told you this before. If you go on to, because I did some research on Fulton County, and what it says online, do not visit Fulton County, Georgia. It's too dangerous. It said it on like a travel site online. The best, you don't go to Fulton County. Yet, these people from the community to this lady Joy Reid's comment of saying she gets a solace in watching black people go after white people is like they get their job because they're like diversity hires, and then they go after Trump, and it's like, what? I think, what is it? And yet there's black on black crime rampant in Fulton County, in Manhattan. People are being just hit. For you can't walk down the street without having your head on a swivel, to quote our friend Hogan Gidley's in D.C. D.C.'s another one, with Mayor Bowser not doing anything. And they let him get away. I guess they feel, oh, you can't say anything because they're of the community and we can't say anything. But you got to be honest. These people are obsessed with taking down Trump. A mugshot? You're going to get a mugshot in Fulton County of Mayor Giuliani, of Donald Trump? Listen, hate these people you may, but this is... Stalin-esque. This is what Joseph Stalin did. It's what Joseph Goebbels did in the Third Reich. I'm telling you. Study the history. Look at it. Oh, man, it is nuts. So what does Donald Trump do? He goes to Harlem. I'm going to Harlem. And he gets a reception like Elvis. It was like such a shot in the face to this Judge Mershon. Such a shot in the face to Alvin Bragg. And to all the people going after Donald Trump. And it's like so sad that this is all they have to do. They don't care enough about their community. They could care less about their community, about helping out the folks in the stressed areas of New York and in Brooklyn and in the Bronx every night. They don't care. Chicago's the same way. You put a mayor in there from the community. We better vote for this guy because he's from the community. And what happens? What happens? The worst than Lori Lightfoot. An 8-year-old girl gets killed over the weekend. My buddy John O'Corwell, they still don't know who killed his 17-year-old brother, beautiful Christian. They don't even know. It's disgraceful. And let's go after the politicians. You see where we are? It's absolutely disgraceful. Let me tell you how great the Italians are for a minute. Verrazano, I tell you, it is the 500th anniversary. We're going to celebrate it today. The Giovanni di Verrazano's voyage along the eastern seaboard of North America and his arrival in New York Bay. So Verrazano, like Columbus discovered America. They're not going to take that away. Columbus was a genius, actually, as Verrazano was. They accomplished something extraordinary and paved the way for future exploration and settlement for the Americans. Now, Columbus flew for, flew. He was on, you know, he got his, he was on his voyage from Spain, and Verrazano on the voyage from France, but the chronicle of his voyage and his account of the topography of the eastern coast of what would become the United States offered essential details to explorers and historians alike. The heroic sculpture of Italian explorer and navigator Giovanni da Verrazzano on the cover of this of the program that we, you will see out there, and you will see that out as talking about what they're doing today when they celebrate today. Angelo Vivolo is going to be in Lower Manhattan. It's going to be in Battery Park, and it's at 12 noon. And so this is, yeah, this is very interesting that they went in. He discovered New York Harbor. He came in, discovered, and a litany of other bodies of water, you know, including Brooklyn. And he said it's like two hills, and he didn't say anything glorious about Brooklyn, but he, isn't that funny? Way back then. So you got to give the Italians due, and this is the day that they're celebrating, the 500th anniversary of Giovanni di Verrazzano. So there it is. 6:35, it's Joe on the radio. We're going to get into it with the guys. There's a lot to talk about. We got, again, Dan Hoffman's going to join us in the next hour with Greg Jarrett. We got a lot to get into, and your calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999. If I'm missing something or I'm wrong, tell me, all right? Because we are in such a, we have fun on the radio, and we're going to get silly, and Lord knows we, you need to. But my goodness gracious, it is such a tenuous time right now. And we have to be so careful on everything that we report, that we want to do it handily. So if you feel like we're saying something wrong, I always give you the airwaves to voice your concern in that regard, okay? So I'm just checking on all the news. We'll get into it when we come back. Right now, Al has the news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Adams highlighting new details of plans for a Midtown office tower. The mayor took part in a breakfast yesterday where he talked about the tower in the works at 350 Park Avenue that will be home to more than 6,000 jobs. Developers will purchase rights from St. Patrick's Cathedral and St. Bartholomew's Church for $150 million, and that money will be put towards the upkeep of those places of worship. The global investment firm Citadel and leading market maker Citadel Securities will serve as anchor tenants. The project expected to begin the city's public review process early next year. Senator Bob Menendez now says he may blame his wife if he takes the stand at trial. News 4 New York says court filings indicate Menendez's defense will be that he was not bribed and that it was his wife Nadine who was getting the money, that she didn't tell him the truth and withheld information. Menendez and his wife are accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in cash and gold bars from three New Jersey businessmen in what prosecutors call a wide-ranging bribery scheme. A federal judge has ordered separate trials for the senator and his wife amid news that she has fallen ill, will need surgery and weeks of recovery. Senator goes on trial May 6th, and he might take the stand and possibly point the finger at his wife. With separate trials and spousal privilege, if Menendez takes the stand, his testimony may not be admissible in his wife's separate trial. In sports, Yankees on a three-game losing streak. They fell to the Blue Jays 5-4 in Toronto. Mets clinching their three-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates after winning by the final of 3-1. They'll go for the sweep this afternoon at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 20-minute delay. Outbound George, lower construction. Lincoln 25N, Holland about 25 as well. Southern State westbound slowing down at Bethpage State Parkway. It's an accident, one lane blocked. And the westbound belt slowing down at Lefferts Boulevard with a collision. Van Wyck northbound bumper to bumper up through Jamaica Ave with a disabled vehicle. And traffic slowing down on the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue, a crash. 287 South, the ramp at exit 36 in Morristown, accident in investigation. Garden State Parkway North, the ramp at 127. Accident investigation in Woodbridge. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
All right, let me tell you about Esko Trucking Equipment. They can help you with all your equipment needs, whether it be purchase, lease, or rent the right machine. to improve your business. ESCO provides a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapack, Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel. ESCO parts can stock an extensive inventory and retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field, by the way, and you need a part, ESCO certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. ESCO is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance, inspections, service, and repair, serving New York and New Jersey. You can call Joe E. You take it from me, Joe P. Call Joe E. Joe Eugenio standing by for you, 718-504-2600. 718-504-2600. Or go online to EscoEquipment.com. ESSCO Equipment.com. ESCO Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Unity Bank, if I can, because, you know, you get through life and it's crazy out there. It's just nuts. And we explain and I try to work through every morning and try to tell you, you know, we're going to make it. But my goodness gracious, it is crazy out there. So when you do your business and you go to a bank and you want to open up a personal account, you want to open up a business account, you want to get a loan. How about a loan? And especially if you're like a small business person, you know, and you, there is a bank you can go to, that's Unity Bank, where you will feel you're in the neighborhood. You really will. And I don't want to say nothing, but sometimes I go to another bank, and sometimes I don't know why they put these people, it's like they hire these people on the fly. Unity Bank, you will know the people there. I know it, because I know Jim Hughes, the CEO. By the way, he's got a number for you that you could call him directly. Who does that? Right? 908-713-4306. 908-713-4306. That's for Jim Hughes. He's the president and CEO of Unity Bank. And when you go in, I know there's Tracy, and I know there's Angela, and I know there's Michelle, and I know everybody. And then they send me something when I had to do some estate stuff for my mom, you know, rest her soul. And it was tough and it was confusing and a rough time. You want somebody you could talk to. You don't want to take somebody that has that corporate mentality, who's scared and has a boss breathing down because that boss has the corporate office. No, you want a community neighborly bank like Unity Bank. 21 retail locations all throughout New Jersey, also in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, by the way. And you could call Jim Hughes at 908-713-4306 or email Jim at james.hughes@unitybank.com, james.hughes@unitybank.com. You're not going to get that type of service from a big bank, and you will feel comfortable. And all the things that you have to go through every day, from listening to the news, listening to me rant about what's wrong, you know, we have solutions. That at the end of 4 hours on this radio program, you're going to have a solution. You got a banking problem, I got a solution. I know a guy. It's Jim Hughes. That's the guy. 908-713-4306. It's unitybank.com, unitybank.com, FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 6:43 on AM 970, The Answer. Greg Jarrett's going to join us next hour. Dan Hoffman as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. So, yes, Verrazano, that's the Italian guy. The bridge, you know. Yes, that's the Verrazano. And they'll probably try to take that statue down. But there's a big celebration. I started reading off the programs. They have a – and this is down at Battery Park, 12 noon. And where's it going to be, Joe? Battery Park City. Location? Where's the exact
location? Right in Battery Park City. I don't know. We don't know the exact location. I mean, listen – Look for the big crowd. I mean, he came back. You can't miss it. So it'll be a heck of an event.
It's going to be down by, like, if you go all the way to the end of the West Side Highway, all the way down there to the end of Battery Park City, to the right, that's what it will be, where the Cabrini statue is and where they're celebrating Verrazano. So many Italian-Americans have given so much to this country, including Antonio Meucci, who invented the telephone and got no credit. See, that's the Italians in a nutshell. Here's a guy from Staten Island, Antonio Meucci, comes up with the, and for one thing or another, now there's rumors, you know, his wife, apparently there might have been a relationship situation, and it would maybe it was his wife that sold all of the engineering plans of the telephone to Alexander Graham Bell. Bell the Wasp gets all the credit, of course, but it was Meucci who invented the telephone. No credit, no respect. I'm telling you what. But which leads me to this Bob Menendez, Gold Bar Menendez trial. So he's going to blame his wife.
The bubble is about to burst. Yeah, apparently he is going to blame his wife for everything. Now, here's the thing. Under normal circumstances, all right, my wife made me do it, or my wife did it, or this and that, I had no knowledge. They have cell phone evidence of him while he's flying back from Egypt, typing in the phone. How much is gold worth? So how is he going to sit there in court and say, yeah, it was my wife, I had no idea. It's his phone. I see what he's trying to do here, so he doesn't testify against his wife. This guy's a bad guy. I hope this guy goes to jail for a long time.
Well, now. There's no love lost with Bob Menendez. There's not a lot of friends. I understand that, but I have to tell you this. What's upsetting is if you're the DOJ and you're going to go after somebody, I really think, and this is what I think, Bob Menendez or not, guilty or not, is you really should be tried in the court of law. There should be a verdict. Then all the press comes out. There's something terribly wrong with this country, the way we try people just by the media. So you go, like, if you're the DOJ and you're Merrick Garland, whoever gets the marching orders from the White House, and you know they're doing that, and you'll never convince me otherwise. So you got somebody, some little, snarky little, do nothing person who's accomplished nothing in their life running the White House. You know, this is the cabal of the White House. And then they call the Garland. They call the spy. It's not Merrick Garland. He's, to me, in my opinion, as feckless as Joe Biden is. So you go to the DOJ, and then they say, let's go after somebody. They go after somebody, and then what they do is they parade all the evidence out beforehand. Look what we did. Look what we found. Here's what we got. This person, we're going after this. That should not be allowed.
But Joe,
because there's due process.
Right.
I'm telling you something, and I'm right. And there are countries that don't allow that. And the DOJ shouldn't go out and say, look what we found. Look what we got. Even as guilty as Bob Menendez may very well be, you got to give the benefit of the doubt. What about innocent until proven guilty? It's not that way. You're guilty until you prove yourself, but you got an onslaught of press to go against because they do a press conference before you even go to a court of law. That's wrong.
I also think, though, this is a person who is not just any Tom, Dick, or Harry. He is a senator, one of two in New Jersey that represents his constituents. He is representing the public, and it is alleged that he may have, taken this money to do favors for a foreign country, not even people in America, but for a foreign country.
Yep,
that's not a good thing. I don't have a problem with them saying, look, this is our evidence, this is what we think that he did, and we can prove it beyond the shadow of a doubt. I don't think they would have gone after him again if they didn't think that they could prove beyond the shadow of a doubt. Now, the last time he was on trial, the evidence was somewhat shaky. They couldn't really prove whether or not he was getting favors from his eye vision buddy, Salomon Melgen, and going on these expensive trips and stuff. But this seems to be a lot more clear cut. I don't really have that much of an issue that they're doing this here in this way. And look, again, I think anybody else would have said, you know what, I'm just going to step away. The guy hasn't even announced whether or not he's going to run for re-election or not. He should be stepping away. Not saying I'm going to run as an independent or
and you may be right on absolutely everything, but I got to tell you, I don't think it's right. It's not right. You can't try someone in the public media and then go. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I don't care what it is. Even you go to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done nothing wrong, and that's done. Look at the facts. follow the cases. Do what we do, layer it back ad nauseum, and find out what they're going after Donald Trump. He's done not one thing wrong. No. They're trying him in the press, and that is wrong. That's wrong.
But you have to admit, with respect to Senator
Menendez. You can't put the two of them together.
No. I mean, because they're not finding envelopes of cash and gold bars lying around in Mar-a-Lago. Whereas in Senator Menendez's case, there's envelopes there with his name on them, you know, with stacks of cash. He tries to, gold bar Menendez for, and then he's trying to sit there and going, I came from Cuba, this is what my parents did. Yeah, he was a child.
The Fannie Willis defense, cash. Yeah. It's all about
cash. Another one. Fannie Willis,
chain of cash for gold.
The guy I was fooling around with in secret that I really wasn't fooling around with, but his cell phone puts him at a place that was my place. I paid him cash for all these vacations that we took. And where did you get the cash? Where's this outflowing of funds? Again, it's completely different.
You're racist.
Racist. Racist Cubans, blacks. Right. Yeah. Keep going.
White people.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, but you're absolutely right. I want Bob and Ed to start doing commercials, you know. Now it's time to buy gold.
Right.
And I got the gold for you.
I used to be a senator from New Jersey. I've served my time, but you know what? Gold, still a great marker in these bad economic times.
I think they can make a Menendez coin.
That's great. Bob Menendez coin. Listen, by the way, innocent until proven guilty, and don't ever underestimate
the heads
this
is
guy.
My face on the tails it's my wife Bubbles.
Oh, no.
It could be heads or Bubbles, there you go.
No, listen, innocent until proven guilty, don't ever underestimate Menendez. This guy could get away. I'm telling you he's done it before. He'll get away with it again.
Bubbles about to burst.
Oh, that would be funny though on Saturday Night Live. The gold selling gold.
That's a sketch. That's unfortunately a sketch right there. Yes. Ted and Bubbles. I mean, it's like, and they're going to be in a court of law using the word Bubbles. I mean, I want to hear that in the court of law. You know, excuse me, Senator, is your wife Bubbles, Mrs. Bubbles, Miss Bubbles? I mean, really.
Unreal.
Was that a nickname? Is that a real name? Was that her birth name, Bubbles?
No, it's a nickname.
It's a nickname.
Little Bubbles.
You figure it out why she's called Bubbles.
All right. 651, Debbie's out there looking out for you. Oh, you can't make it up, Deb. How we doing, Deb, this morning?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. Southern State westbound moving slowly into Bethpage State Parkway. It's an accident. Left lane is blocked over there. Also 347 Wisconsin Highway West at Terry Road into Smithtown. An accident off on the shoulder. It's kind of busy still as you head to the Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Ave. It's a collision. Still bumper to bumper on the Cross Island North at Belmont Park with a crash. LIE westbound heavy into Kew Gardens. Another collision. You're still slowing down on the Van Wyck North at Jamaica Ave with that stalled car out there. Let's go out to the Garden State Parkway North. A ramp at 127. Accident just cleared. Parkway North heavy up through Bloomfield. 684 North. Getting up toward exit 7 in Purdy's, it's an accident being cleared in Westchester County. Watch for some slowdowns. Inbound GWB 30 minutes in. Inbound Lincoln disabled truck over on 495. Causing delays getting out toward the inbound Lincoln, 25 in there, Holland about 30. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Prager Minute with national conservative icon, Dennis Prager.
Daily Mail, pro-Palestinian protesters chant death to America and light a U.S. flag on fire, while New York Police Department cops seemingly stand idle as demonstrators flood streets after Iran's missile attack on Israel. Palestinian activists set fire to an American flag being held by Israel supporters while chanting death to America right under the noses of the NYPD. So the pro-Israel marchers have an American flag and the anti-Israel marchers burn an American flag. And there are people on the right, not many but some, who can't figure out who the bad guys and the good guys are, who Americans should support, the death to America crowd or the ones who wave an American flag. That is how sick elements of the American right are. This is a worrisome development. The left is gone. But if the right starts to morally fold, it's over.
For more Dennis Prager, sign up at PragerTopia.com.
I discovered NervRenew while searching for something to relieve the pins and needles pain in my feet, because I have neuromas there. I've lived with that for 25 years. I couldn't be happier with the results. The discomfort has been so reduced, I got rid of my shoe inserts. Right now, they're offering a special bonus gift to new customers. You can find it at NerveRenew.com/Prager. Again, NerveRenew.com/Prager. This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Early sunshine today is going to give way to clouds and even a couple showers in the afternoon, growing steadier as the evening progresses. We'll see a high of 62, and then we're down to just some drizzle overnight, a low of 48. Tomorrow's breezy, quite chilly, with pockets of rain and drizzle on occasion. Temperature only reaches about 50, but it's going to feel like it's in the low to mid-40s. Friday will be cloudy, and we can't rule out a spotty shower, high 56. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Brosnan Risk Consultants. They are the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States. So Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. Now more than ever, you got to be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow and the family that you cherish and the lifestyle that you have achieved. The good news is you focus on what you do best, your business and your family. And fortunately, there's Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy and to keep your family safe. So if you got a problem with the business and you want it investigated, if there's an employee or something, you know, that is concerning you business-wise, Brosnan is there. If you want to protect your business, if you want to just call Brosnan Risk Consultants, I'll give you the number in a second for an assessment, and you could put a Brosnan truck right up there to keep the bad guys away. That's what they do. If you want to protect your family, you want a discreet security detail with your family, we could arrange that too through Brosnan Risk Consultants. They've been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states, 500 cities. So don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. You can call for an assessment, 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180, or go online to BrosnanRisk.com. BrosnanRisk.com. Great song. Great song.
Oh, yeah.
Can we let it play a little bit? Are we allowed to do that? We got time? What year is this, Al?
1984.
Wow. Wow.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great?
Wait, I was at the MTV Awards when they won Best Song. Didn't they get like Best Song or something like that?
I believe it did. This video was unbelievable. The pouring rain.
Yeah.
And Benjamin Orr singing fantastic from the Cars.
So. Yeah, you know what? And we, I think Eddie and I were up there to give out the award for best song, and it was the guy from the Cars, that tall guy that I should know.
Rick Ocasek.
That guy, that's yeah.
But he didn't sing this song. Benjamin Orr did.
Right, right. But I think he accepted the song. God, that was 100 years ago, man. Ah, we were young. We were young. I remember that. Hey, Joe on the radio coming at 7 o'clock.
40 years ago this year.
What is that? How many years?
40 years ago.
Huh? Oh, boy. I know, man. But listen, you guys are young. I've been there. I've been there, baby. Greg Jarrett's coming up. 7 o'clock hour. Dan the Man Hoffman. You don't want to miss Dan Hoffman. Stephen Moore as well. Brooke Goldstein, Michael Goodwin, and Jen Kearns coming right back.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
53 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Disease spread by rat urine on the rise in New York City. Officials say last year there were a record high 24 cases of leptospirosis, a disease spread by bacteria in the urine of infected rats. There are 6 cases this year. Numbers have prompted the Department of Mental Health and Hygiene to issue a health advisory. Mayor Adams' administration has taken a series of steps to try and reduce the rat population. Adams says it is working because there are fewer rat complaints. Says more progress should be felt in the next couple of years. Wawa gave away coffee yesterday in celebration of its 60th anniversary as it solidifies its place in the hearts of many New Jerseyans. According to a Monmouth University poll, Wawa by far the Garden State's favorite convenience store in every region. Nearly 80% of residents in South Jersey prefer Wawa, 61% in what's considered Central Jersey, 31% in North Jersey. Only 15% of New Jerseyans say they prefer 7-Eleven. Another 14% would rather hit up a Quick Check. One person is dead. Others are dealing with injuries after a shooting in the Bronx. NYPD officials say 4 people standing on a street corner in Mount Eden early Tuesday evening when they were fired upon by several suspects riding scooters towards them. Suspects wore masks and hoodies and fled on the scooters after the shooting. One man taken to a hospital where he later died. 3 other victims ended up with gunshot wounds to the leg. Unclear if the shooting was gang-related or if the victims were targeted. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.